This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women, getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and don't forget we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, is how you find us over there. And you can also check out our website, the website, of course, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, our number two of the show, is our great friend and the professor of politics from California, IA, Kyle Warren. They get a bonus.
Okay, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend. They get an extra hour out there at the bar, so instead of closing at 3, it closes at 4. Okay, thanks, guys. All right, so they're going back in because they've only got, let's see, about another, 52 minutes to drink, so they better hurry up, right?
That's right.
Okay. And I'm sure a lot of them are staying right there in the hotel. All right, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we got a little fun going on down here in Florida. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, super gov, call him what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Governator Ron, he has hit Joe Biden with, you know, after Biden said, Governor who, meaning DeSantis, our governor said, gee, it's too bad. Joe's really forgotten a lot of stuff. I wonder what else he's forgotten.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, there was a little bit of a dig, perhaps, you know, from the president there, from what Governor DeSantis had said the other day, which was a substantive, what he said, do your job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this isn't a political opinion in the grand sense. It's really much more of a practical matter. And when he put it in that realm and voiced it, I think, the way that the many people's frustration would have him do, this is the response he got.
Well, it's true. He's not doing his job on the border. And, oh, by the way, let's do this. Violent crime is surging, right?
Yes.
Inflation is out of control, right?
Yes.
And we have a crisis on the border, right?
Absolutely.
So you tell me, how is Joe Biden doing his job?
Well, see, exactly right. And what some would think, well, you know, the causing of chaos like this, because, Captain, I mean, you know, anybody, certainly anybody who would be the president of the United States, generally speaking, would know that if you open up the borders and defund the police and spend, and all these things are going to happen. But yet, for some reason, and because you have a media that's very partial, obviously, to Joe Biden and the Biden policies, that, you know, if this was anybody else, they'd be sounding the alarm.
Uh-huh. Now, United Airlines will require employees in the United States to be vaccinated against COVID-19 no later than the end of October, perhaps sooner. Those who refuse will be terminated.
Yes. And again, this is another step in many that I think we're beginning to see and will see. They're simply going to be drawing a line in the sand. We hear about Hollywood celebrities, saying they want everybody on set to be vaccinated. Sharon Stone the other day, there was a big story about that. This is starting to become pervasive.
Now, we know that Sweden is doing a very good job. I know our buddy Frank Salvato, did you say he posted something on Facebook a little while ago?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Frank posted if you want a good model for dealing with COVID, Sweden, that sort of fits the bill for that is what he's talking about.
Well, they've established herd immunity over there. We know that. And their death rate for the last 3 weeks or so has been zero.
Right.
Zero.
Yeah, exactly. And, the virus is real. We know that. We understand that. But at the same time, though, Captain, the stuff that was done before didn't really seem to work very well. But now, for example, here comes Dr. Fauci. He comes back and he says, things are going to get worse, right? And so...
If he stays in charge, it's going to...
Well, that's true.
I have no doubt in my mind. We need to get rid of him.
True. But that means that, again, what could be in the offing here? More restrictions, more social distancing, bring that back. I don't know, Captain, that they could get away with having a full shutdown ever again. And that's because so many people are vaccinated. It depends on county or state in different ways. But I can't imagine that the American people would stand for such a thing again. But you've got these people like Dr. Fauci, but it's going to get worse.
Now, there's a new identity authentication requirement for unemployment that's spreading across the country. Do you know anything about this?
I've heard a little bit about that, but yes.
All right. Well, there's a new system that they're putting in place for identifying people to make sure the right people and live people at that are collecting unemployment, not people that are dead or people that aren't entitled to it that have assumed other people's identity. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back and a whole bunch more stuff, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I most certainly will, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you very much. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Of course, it's Mike Lindell and company. You can go over there to the Radio Listeners Specials page. And when you get in there, take a look at the stuff that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to give them a call, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. Now, speaking of Mike Lindell, there's been a lot of drift about him, a lot of information about, he's going to get it. He's going to do this stuff. He's going to go the conspiracy route and this, that, and the other. He's going to do all this. He's got a symposium coming up. Oh, it's going to be terrible. The sky is falling. I mean, the stuff that's being said is unbelievable. And this is his ad, okay? Now, you tell me from what you hear here, if you hear anything at all that's antagonistic or instigating, trying to instigate something. Listen to this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, I'm bringing Kyle Warren into the mix here. Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. FrankSpeech.com has got 12 million people that signed up for it. You know that, right?
That's right.
All right. They're not over there because they want to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, and they like MyPillow. They're over there because of the news that is being presented, which is honest, straightforward, no nonsense, and it's none of this crap that they're getting from the Democrats or the liberals anywhere along the line. And by the way, quit calling them progressive. They are not progressive. They are communist.
Well, yeah, there's a moniker called progressivism that is it's a watered down kind of term so that it doesn't seem so stark, so it doesn't seem so scary in that sense. But right, generally speaking, you're going to find people who are fighting for these so-called progressive ideals, but they're a pathway that actually leads to something else. It always sounds great. It always sounds, oh, it's going to be wonderful. And it always leads to what we've seen in history. And then you know what they tell us, Captain? They tell us, well, they didn't try it right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Mike Lindell is going to have a symposium on the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. It's going to be able to be seen over at his website, which is his website. He put the platform together, frankspeech.com. And there'll be a code to be able to watch that. The code is Captain. Again, the code is Captain to be able to go there and get on the page and do what you need to do. And if you want to call and you have any questions, you can call them at 800-641-5459. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And, yeah, he probably will say something about, the information that he verified and got and all that stuff, which I've seen it, I've heard it, and a lot of what he said I absolutely positively believe is correct. I don't think he's a man that does things half-cocked. I think he's very organized and knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, sure. And, Captain, I don't know for how long modern television has been around and books, for example. People have always been able to express their opinion. They've always been able to offer evidence for things. But yet suddenly, just, very recently, if you have any evidence of something you want to talk about, suddenly, I'm sorry, that you cannot speak, that cannot be spoken, But in reality, how many other subjects have people written books on, made documentaries, all kinds of things where they're trying to put their point of view across? And some of it, by the way, would have been against the United States or against democracy. And yet they seem to be able to say what they want. Why can't Mike Lindell say what he wants?
You betcha, especially if you have some information, some proof to
right.
back it up, and he does.
Right, and so again, the entire thing is so that people decide for themselves. That's one of the bedrocks of our nation. We're not told what to think, but we have been being told what to think in so many different ways.
All right, now Richard the Marine up in Oregon is chiming in. He's going, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. Sad day in North Carolina. Dixie fire also destroyed Sierra Bible Camp, a large Christian youth camp. Okay, he's talking about up there in his area. Yeah, it destroyed a town up there, didn't it?
It did, it was it's very, very devastating. And in fact, I think one or two, at least two towns there in the forest area, they were completely destroyed and been there for a very long time.
Yeah, and the smoke is just all over the place. We'll get into that here during the next Truckers Highway and Byway report. But going back to where we're at here, let's scoop back over here. The Chinese regime, okay, has stolen enough data to compile a dossier on every American, according to a former CIA official.
Well, very disturbing, number one, but also very telling, Captain, because, again, why would you be doing that if you weren't preparing for something? If you didn't want to have the information, because information is power in so many ways. What would that be used for? Not just the run-of-the-mill try to steal money or this kind of thing, although I'm sure that could be a very big part of it. This is what you do when you're not playing friendly. You don't want to be a member of the world nations and this kind of thing. This should be a major, major red flag.
Now, to all the gun owners out there, they can render their own opinion about this, but Mexico has brought a big lawsuit against the U.S. gun makers for, you ready for this, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
the violence being brought forth by the cartels in Mexico.
Wow. I mean, that just sort of takes the cake, doesn't it?
There's just one little problem. Not all the guns the cartels have in Mexico came from the United States.
Well, sure, exactly right. It seems, Captain, that obviously that's a piling on, but the general concept, is flawed completely, obviously.
Yeah, and I want to say good morning to my buddy Craig Gross, the Gold Star Dad, because today there's a special on TV about Extortion 17. That movie comes out, Fallen Angel, and Craig Gross was one of the ones responsible for me meeting Billy and Karen Vaughn, and I had them on my program when nobody wanted to talk to them because of the book that they put out there, and they just betrayed, and nobody wanted to talk to them, and I brought them on my show to hear what they had to say, and I'm glad I did because a great friendship would resulted from all of that.
Very nice. Very
yep.
cool.
Yep. Now, you're in California, right?
Right.
Do you have your vaccine badge yet?
I don't have a vaccine badge.
But you're gonna.
Well, I mean, California's been offering a QR code that you can use so somebody can pull up your vaccine status. But as far as badges, not yet.
Well, they're talking about having vaccine badges coming to California soon. And if they don't do that, you know what the badge is going to be?
What's that?
Your driver's license. You're going to put the info on your driver's license. All they got to do is swipe the card and boom, they got it.
And they got it. Well, we do know that I think the University of California, San Diego Health, they may be instituting badges for their own staff that would identify their vaccination status.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this is also quite interesting, too, because it seems like that might go against, I don't know, some of the employment laws and these kinds of things.
Well, HIPAA, you're not supposed to be able to ask anybody, according to HIPAA, and they're just damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. They're operating, violating the law, this, that, and the other, because they can.
Well, precisely. And what other medical information
yep.
needs to be displayed on a badge?
Yeah. And before, and unless somebody brings a lawsuit against them, the Democrats, that is, a state or individuals, a class action suit or something, they are not going to change. And no one has brought a lawsuit against them. Nobody.
Well, exactly. Not yet. But we'll see. These are the kinds of things that finally get litigated and decided.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along here. And lots more coming your way. So we got somebody on the line here that's going to give us a little outro into the next break. So let's see who this is and what he's saying.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will meet once again for a special Saturday session to try to move forward with the infrastructure bill that will cost about $1 trillion. Despite negotiations that lasted into the early hours of the morning, senators were unable to agree on a path to speed up votes on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Tennessee Republican Bill Hagerty said he could not, in good conscience, allow the measure to advance after the Congressional Budget Office projected deficit increases from the legislation. Many senators flew to Wyoming for a Friday funeral of former Senator Mike Enzi. The Republican died last month after a biking accident. He retired from the Senate earlier this year after serving 24 years in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experience.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. And you know, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a quote right there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. You can also get coverage for a motorcycle if you have one, an ATV, boat, or RV. And here's where you save money on your insurance. If you have a homeowner's policy, if you have a renter's insurance policy, if you have a condo policy, you bundle those together with your car insurance, you get the quote from Geico, and you will automatically save a boatload of money. That's the way it works. That's how you do it. So get her done. See how much money they can save you. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And now it's time for An Edwards Notebook.
Perhaps surprisingly, in colonial America, New England ministers played a key role in rallying popular support for liberty. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the New England ministers pressed their congregations to overthrow King George because, unlike 501c3 ministers of today, they believed that rebellion to tyrants was obedience to God. For many pulpits, ministers recruited troops and strengthened them for battle. Those church leaders understood that the Bible places great emphasis on due submission to civil authorities, but they also noted that many passages approved resistance to ungodly authority. It is therefore no coincidence that one of the watchwords of the American Revolution was "No King but Jesus." Most of the patriots found in their faith and in God's word the courage to risk their own lives and properties in order to break the tyranny of unjust human authority. According to their Christian worldview, obedience to God took precedence over loyalty to country or government. Their primary allegiance was to the Lord Jesus Christ, the original liberator. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com for constitutional grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Ron.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, you can go over there to find out more about that coffee, constitutional grounds. Use the product code RE20. You get 20% off if you want to try it over there with Ron Edwards. All right, let's drift on back over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we got a pretty good jobs report last month, and I was a bit surprised, but we'll see what happens. The government reported that some 930,000 jobs were created in the month of July. And, again, that goes up from where we were at. We now have, I believe, 21,813,000 people working compared to what we had the month before, and it's up by about some 800,000 people. Now, the unemployment rate also dropped down to 5.4%, and that's always good, right?
Well, that's true. The expectation was 5.7%. And it looks like the leisure and hospitality industries, Captain, they seem to be leading the job gains in all this.
No surprise in that, because it's come back strong. Now we'll see what happens with what's going to be happening down the line here as things change, because we're going to be changing. If people start slowing down and masking down and shutting down, they're their own worst enemies right now, right?
Precisely, yeah.
Okay. Now, a pastor went to Nancy Pelosi's house and prayed at her house. Did you hear what he said?
What did he say?
Quote, "Bind the lying spirit of Satan and remove corruption, falsehood, and bias." End of quote.
Well, very interesting. Yes, well, you know. That's always good advice.
The only thing is she was nowhere around. But I think what he, and again, had she been there and seen him and heard what he did, I guess she probably would have had him tossed.
Well, yeah, probably so. But again, it's a very very powerful sort of demonstration there.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Ben Carson chimed in yesterday, had something to say about the Biden administration. He said, "They're saying it may be illegal, but we're doing it anyway. Who's going to stop us?" Good point.
That is a good point. Yeah, well, hopefully the Supreme Court eventually will stop them. They flaunted this now, Captain. The CDC doesn't have the right to make laws, but evidently that's their job.
All they can do is make recommendations.
Well, exactly. But they're acting as though they're the central leadership of the United States, evidently. I think they're going to declare war on some tiny country just because they can at some point, but that's neither here nor there. But what he's talking about is, again, this going back with the eviction moratorium and so forth, and that was a cave by Biden all this outcry. So instead of standing up and saying, look, this can't be done, Supreme Court said so, sorry, you know, I have to do president things. Instead, he said, we're looking at this. And then he also went on about, well, you know, this court, you know, may try to find some problem with this. Again, that's politicizing the court all over again. It's just, this is crazy time.
Well, we need to talk about the CDC since you brought it up again, and their coronavirus hospitalization surge stuff that they're doing when it comes to Florida. And we've talked about this a couple times this week, and a couple people said to me, they said, we heard what you said, and we believe you. We believe that that's what the answer to the problem is. First of all, Florida is a state that has a great deal of transients in it, correct?
Right, right.
We have people that come and go all the time down here. We have people that are literally living on the street in some areas. That's happened that way for years. When they see them, they try to get them into homeless shelters. We started the cruise ships up again with experimental cruises, and we had one cruise ship where they had, I guess the capacity was 3,000, and they had like 1,000 or 1,200 on it just to see what was going to happen. Then they had a second cruise ship where the capacity was about 1,000 more than that, and they did have 2,000 plus on that one. But in both cases on those ships, they had to turn one of them around because they had a whole bunch of coronavirus positive cases, correct?
Right.
They brought them back to the port where they came out of, and they're sitting on the ship doing their shelter.
The quarantine.
Yeah, their quarantine in place there. The other ship, in the meantime, decided to keep on going. So they went over to the Bahamas where they're currently doing their thing. So that's the cruise industry. But we've got people, we don't even know where the hell they're coming from, that come into the airports here from overseas, from around the country, and they're coming in here, and a lot of them are COVID positive. Plus, we do have the illegals we were telling you about that we know that they're being brought over here because we've got reports of people that are seeing the vans and the buses that are bringing them in from the Texas-Mexican border because they've got that information on the bus where they've either got a Mexican plate or a Texas plate with a Mexican motor carrier number on the side of the bus, which is legal in the United States because they use what's called the International Reciprocity Program. So that's legal. When you see a Mexican motor number on the side of a bus and it says MX, can't get any more plainer than that, right, with a number?
Right.
So when you see that, you know it's a Mexican bus. That ought to wake you up, folks. And what you need to do, if you're on the road and you see that, take a picture of the license plate.
Yep.
Turn it into the authorities.
Well, and, you know, you're talking about Florida as well, Captain. You know, a part of the process here is to try to spotlight Florida in a very negative way because it has been a success story. And so there's a definite sort of scheme in that regard.
And we're going to remain a success story because, again, if you've been vaccinated and you do get this thing, which is highly unlikely, but if you do get this thing and you've been vaccinated, it's going to be like you get a cold.
Right, and hopefully you have very mild symptoms, and also, even foremost, you're not going to the hospital more than likely.
Nope.
You're not going to the ICU.
Nope. And finally, Senator Rand Paul said Joe Biden is distributing border kids all across the USA, like wishing to seed America with a fresh new COVID variant seed. Yes, sir, Senator Paul, you are absolutely right.
Well, what other, you know, and I'd love to hear Jen Psaki try to counter this. What other conclusion can people come to when they see what this administration is doing?
They can't.
Yeah. On the one hand, it's a pandemic. Everybody's got to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. And on the other hand, hey, we're taking all these people all over the place. It makes no sense.
You are so right. Okay, here comes the music. We're getting ready to take a break, folks. We're going to go to the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'm going to refresh the weather, see what's going on. We're going to take a look out there. A lot of smoke. A lot of smoke from these fires out there. Got to tell you about that, of course. Keep you informed. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
Hello, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much doing that for us. And, oh, by the way, this is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Of course, it is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, closest to you. When you see the Pilot and the Flying J, big old billboard, pull on in there. Check them out. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, tell them you want to become a member, but go in there and say you were listening to this show, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you were listening to me talk about them on the radio, and I said you'd get yourself a free cup of coffee, and by George, you will. But if you join, you'll always get a free cup of coffee, and if you buy one of those Yeti cups, guess what? You get yourself a free soda because it's treated like a refill. Now, we are going to break the law. What a little Judas Priest right here. And here we go.
Nobody cares.
little Judas Priest there, breaking the law. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do. That goes back 41 years to 1980.
Well, you know, let's see, Brooke from Brooke Says likes to hear, she likes to be introduced with, You Got Another Thing Coming?
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, that might have been from that same era, I'm guessing, because those are the oldies but goodies, so to speak.
Well, sure, yeah, and they still sound good today. A lot of energy in that record.
Oh, yeah, I was watching the video. Like, if I tried to do some of that stuff, they'd be calling the ambulance. All right, well, let me just tell you real quick what's going on, folks. We've got scattered severe storms capable of producing mainly large hail, damaging wind gusts, and flooding, with the possibility there coming from parts of the northern and central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. Now, severe storms and widespread heavy rains may also pose an isolated threat for strong and damaging wind gusts and localized flooding across portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia, where we're seeing some of that right now. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, Captain, of course, you know, we mentioned earlier about the towns that were destroyed in Northern California. One of them, of course, was called Greenville, and it took about an hour or so for that town really to be consumed by these flames. The Dixie Fire burning for several weeks. They expect it'll burn for several more weeks, unfortunately. The Placer County Public Health and Placer County Air Pollution Control District issued an air quality alert in the area. They're telling people to stay indoors. Also, excessive heat generated a warning for the south rim of the Grand Canyon, Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park, on Friday. 110 degrees Fahrenheit they were looking at there. Also, smoke hanging in the canyon. So the smoke is taking a toll all across the west. Colorado under air quality alert, almost the entire state of Wyoming, southern Idaho, also up into Montana. They still have fire weather watches going on there near Helena, northern and central Idaho and northern Washington State, as well as down in Phoenix, Arizona. They've also got an air quality alert going on. But the temperatures in Southern California and the American Southwest should be dipping a little bit as we go through the weekend. So that is some good news, but high pressure still continues over most of the Southwest.
All right, well, we're going to go to Minnesota, because in northwestern Minnesota tonight, we've got an air quality alert all down pretty much from Fargo, and then about 50 miles inside Minnesota, all the way up to the Canadian border to include Moorhead. And also, when we move over into, it's I-90 along Toledo to Cleveland to Erie, Pennsylvania. You've got an area there of poor air quality right along the lake, which is kind of unusual, because usually the lake, Kyle, gives us some nice fresh air, but not tonight. And then here we go. Virginia, southeastern Virginia, southwestern Maryland, and the northern tip of North Carolina right now. You've got rain, lots of rain. Looks like as if we've got some small stream flooding alerts there, and we've also got a flash flood watch in effect as well, and the rain's going to be there for a while. Might spread a little bit further down into North Carolina. We'll see. But Florida, you've got rain up in the Big Bend area. You've got rain out in the Gulf, showers out there that look like a little bit later they'll be coming ashore, and we've got some patchy fog right now from Houston on down all the way to Brownsville. It is kind of hit or miss. You got it, and then you got it, that sort of thing. And that's what we're looking at right now. And then New England right now, a little bit of fog along the shore. And Rhode Island, you've got a little bit of fog there. And then Long Island, you've got some high waves there as well as some fog. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him and the job that he does. And going right from the frying pan into the fire, and we now have Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yahoo! Jump up and down. Jumping jacks ready to begin. All right. Cuomo and the scam. And now we got some polls that are starting to really put the rubber to the road. These are polls coming out of New York State. One of them is a Democratic poll. 70% want him to resign, and if not, 73% want him impeached.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Yep, those are Democrats now. These are not Republicans. So, yeah, his own people are turning on him.
Well, his lawyer had quite the event yesterday. Reviewing the report and, you know, working to dispute major aspects of the investigation and the investigation itself. I listened to, I don't know, probably 10 or 15 minutes of it, and then finally I just said, I can't do this anymore. The lawyer, was doing... on the team, because there is a team, is doing exactly what she should be doing. But this is what's remarkable to me. This is all playing out in the media. This is on TV. I mean, this is going to become, you know, it's a worse scandal because it's all the legalness is playing out right in front of us. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. And unnamed assistant number one has filed a criminal charge against him with the Albany County Sheriff's Office. So that's going to change the game.
Yeah, I think there's actually two that have done that now, but I could be wrong. So
one as of last night. There may be a second one since then. I'll have to look.
Mm-hmm.
But that changes the game plan altogether, because now you do have a criminal case launched against
Correct.
The governor of New York.
Correct.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to come back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, FoundersCode.com. And Kathy's going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere. We're coming back right after the top of the hour news.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.